Hawaii weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. High temperatures reach up to 82 today under clear skies, winds out of the north, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear skies and quiet tonight, lows around 46. Mainly clear tomorrow, highs level off around 77. High temperatures reach up to 73 Wednesday under partly cloudy skies, 78 Thursday. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 77.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. President Biden's top congressional priorities seem to have been thrown in doubt after House Democratic leaders canceled a vote on Friday on a bipartisan infrastructure bill. The decision to put off the vote came after the president met with Democratic caucus on Friday and sided with progressives in linking passage of the infrastructure bill with the approval of a larger Build Back Better package of social spending and climate policy. Congress subsequently passed a 30-day extension of the federal highway programs that effectively relieved the pressure on lawmakers to finish the infrastructure bill, which included a reauthorization of the highway program. Authority for the programs expired on Thursday last week at the end of the federal fiscal year. The House has no further votes planned until the week of October 18th, but Biden insisted over the weekend that both bills can still get enacted, although he declined to offer a timetable. He said he knows how legislation gets done, and there's no reason, he says, why both these bills could not pass independently, except that there's not the votes to do it that way. He said it's a simple proposition. And late last week, USDA released a report on the impact of proposed changes to the stepped-up basis system of land valuation on family farms. The Senate Ag Committee Republican leader John Bozeman of Arkansas said disproves the Biden administration's claim that only 2% of family farms will be affected. In a summary, the report said the results suggest that of the estimated 32,174 family farm estates in 2021, 1.1% would owe capital gains tax at death, 18.2% would not owe capital gains tax at death, but could have deferred tax liability if the farm assets do not remain family-owned or operated, and 80.7% would have no change to their capital gains tax liability. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Good, clean John Deere 8R Series tractors are almost impossible to find right now. New Frontier Ag in McCook, Nebraska has some great low-hour 8R Series tractors in stock now. How about this 2019 John Deere 8370R with only 1,450 hours on it, loaded with almost every option available, asking $305,000. Call 308-340-8989 for more information on this great tractor. New Frontier Ag, your premium connection to premium equipment.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. The Kansas Highway Patrol said a 56-year-old Ellis County man was killed in a crash Sunday morning south of Hayes. It happened on U.S. 183 near Butterfield Trail Road. According to the KHP, a southbound GMC Sierra attempted to pass another vehicle and collided head-on with a northbound Mercury Milan. The driver of the Mercury Milan was killed in the crash. The 20-year-old driver of the GMC Sierra, identified as 20-year-old Martin E. Velasquez Cruz of Kansas City, Missouri, was transported to the hospital. Both drivers were wearing their seatbelts, according to the KHP report. Data from the Kansas State Health Department shows that some counties are seeing youth vaccination rates for COVID-19 far below the national average. A school pandemic work group received data from the KDHE showing that in about a quarter of the state's counties, less than 20% of vaccine-eligible children aged 12 to 17 have received at least one dose as of September 24th. The national vaccination rate for youth is 57%. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
All across the nation, we are here for our communities.
We're doing our part to get supplies where it's needed in order to fight COVID-19 together.
Got to do what we got to do, helping the people that did lose their jobs and lost their income, and now they don't have money for their food.
It feels good to be out there to assist our community with what we're dealing with. It's what you sign up for as a soldier.
We will not rest until the mission is complete.
Each one of these soldiers, once they received the call, they understood that all hands were on deck. This goes to the core of what citizen soldiers do.
We are your Army National Guard.
I would like our friends and family to know that your National Guardsmen are always ready and always there.
Always ready, always there. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more. Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard. Aired by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Three people were hurt in a fire early Sunday morning in Valley Center. Around 6 a.m., fire crews rushed to a home near Meridian and Main in Valley Center. When they arrived, they found smoke and flames coming out of the house and three people who escaped, said Valley Center Chief Lonnie Tormey. The people, all adults, were hurt, including two who suffered critical injuries and one who had minor injuries. It took firefighters at least 30 minutes to get the fire under control. The home appears to be a total loss. The Kansas Fire Marshal was called to the scene to determine an official cause. Three earthquakes shook central Kansas on Sunday. The largest quake was centered 2 miles west of Gibson in Saline County just before 10 p.m. and measured a magnitude 3.8, according to the U.S. Geological Survey. In addition, the Kansas Geological Survey reported a 2.7 earthquake in Smith County and a 2.3 quake in Osborne County. There are no reports of damage and no injuries. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
You want your family to be given the best care, so why don't you do the same for your car care and take it down to Danes Automotive. From tire issues to oil changes and even transmission issues, Danes Automotive has you covered. Open from 8 to 5 Monday through Friday or head to their website to schedule a repair. So why not pay Danes Automotive a visit and treat your car the right way? Danes Automotive, located in Marysville and Waterville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, good Monday. A ransomware attack has disrupted several trade industry and auction websites run by a Nebraska company. Sand Hills Global, which is based in Lincoln, told its customers that its operations were disrupted by a ransomware attack and that it had shut down several systems temporarily to protect data. The company said it hired cybersecurity experts to help respond to the attack, and Sand Hills continues to investigate whether any client data had been accessed. A Nebraska woman who is believed to be the oldest living American has celebrated her 115th birthday. The Omaha World Herald reports that Thelma Sutcliffe marked her birthday quietly on Friday at the facility where she lives in Omaha. Sutcliffe was born on October 1st of 1906 in Benson, now a part of Omaha. The oldest person in the world is believed to be 118-year-old Kane Tanaka of Japan. Mid-America Network News.
All across the nation, we are here for our communities.
We're doing our part to get supplies where it's needed in order to fight COVID-19 together.
Got to do what we got to do, helping the people that did lose their jobs and lost their income and now they don't have money for their food.
It feels good to be out there to assist our community with what we're dealing with. It's what you sign up for as a soldier.
We will not rest until the mission is complete.
Each one of these soldiers, once they received the call, they understood that all hands were on deck. This goes to the core of what citizen soldiers do.
We are your Army National Guard.
I would like our friends and family to know that your National Guardsmen are always ready and always there.
Always ready, always there. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard. Aired by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners met last week, and Ellen Barber with Marshall County Partnership for Growth requested verification of the county appropriation. The appropriation for 2021 was $50,000. Partnership for Growth requested an increase of $25,000 for 2022. The board discussed the matter and advised that $55,000 will be the appropriation this next year. County Treasurer will be moving forward with mail service for the 2021 tax bills, which will look different than years past, and will be mailed in a white envelope labeled important. Washington County Commissioners last week held a public hearing for the neighborhood revitalization renewal and 2022 budget, passing both as published with no public comments brought forward. County Commissioner Raleigh Ardine questioned continued recent purchases by Public Works from out-of-state firms, encouraging local purchases where possible, and noting that some of the items were substantially higher in price than through local vendors. Nemaha County Commissioners last week heard from the Road and Bridge and Solid Waste Supervisor suggesting an increase in the price to dump trash and construction and demolition at the landfill. Commissioners approved new rates effective November 1st and will be publicized. Nemaha County is enrolled in a state grant program to replace road signs north of U.S. Highway 36. The offer made last week to fill the permanent position of local health officer has been declined. Commission has reviewed another application that was received and also decided to run an ad for the position for an additional 2 weeks. Later in the meeting, Commission has approved Mark Steffen as a consultant of a local health officer who will serve at no charge to the county. They subsequently asked resignation of Irving Cohen, effective October 1st, as the consultant. County Attorney Brad Lippert advised that 9 properties were sold at the tax sale last week. These brought in enough revenue to pay for costs involved in holding the tax sale. Any remaining funds will be distributed by the county treasurer per Kansas statute. Lynette Strothman, Galen Hackerman, and Brett Halverson were appointed to 3-year terms on the Nemaha County Planning Commission, and Andrew Grove will fill the unexpired term of Nick Montgomery. Restoration of computer services and investigation into a recent hacking involving the Pottawatomie County computer systems with several servers hit. A ransomware attack was identified September 17th, with the county settling for less than 10% of the financial demands, which were not specified. Preventive measures against future attacks have been addressed. Most daily functions have been restored, although additional wait times may still be experienced. A Randolph man died in a fatality accident Thursday evening in Clay County, 8 miles north of Greene, shortly after 9 p.m. 51-year-old Kevin Detmer lost control on 30th near Valley View Road, swerving to avoid a box on the road. He overcorrected, striking a bridge pillar. Kevin Detmer of Randolph was pronounced dead at the scene. His 3 children, ages 11, 8, and 5, sustained serious injuries. 2 were transported to Clay Sutter Hospital, with the oldest taken to a Wichita hospital. Madison Runnebaum was crowned queen and Brady Haverkamp king at the Marysville High School homecoming Friday night. MHS won the football game over Council Grove handily, playing under the lights at Homer Hansen Stadium on the recently installed Pat Landall Memorial Field. Marysville Chamber and Main Street is hosting a meeting for members' input as to a proposal to move the office from the current location to the former police department building downtown at 7th and Broadway, closing the current Marshall County Visitor Center at 10th and Broadway. Anyone interested or concerned is asked to attend a meeting Tuesday, October 5th, 7:30 a.m. at the Wagon Wheel. Gail A. Johnson, age 80, of Waterville, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service Wednesday, 11 a.m. at St. Mark's Lutheran Church, Waterville. Burial in the Pleasant Hill Cemetery, east of Greene. Visitation Tuesday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Tuesday, 6:30 until 8. At the Terry Christie Funeral Home in Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Gail Johnson.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Back pain, neck pain, reoccurring headaches, chiropractic care may be the answer you need. Call Dr. Michael Frank with Frank Chiropractic Care for an evaluation, diagnosis, and recommendation of treatment options. A natural method of healing that involves no drugs and no surgery, why wait another day? Call Frank Chiropractic Center in Marysville for an appointment today.
You're not ready for football season until you've visited Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville. Show your Kansas State Wildcat pride. University of Kansas Rock Chalk Jayhawkness, or that you're part of the Kansas City Chiefs Red Kingdom with flags, tumblers, memorabilia, and more from Reflections.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map across the central upper parts of the Midwest, not a whole lot going on. We're looking at mostly sunny skies, quiet weather for this Monday. We'll continue with dry weather for tonight, sunny skies for tomorrow. A few clouds moving in as we head towards the middle of the week, but it really doesn't look like we have a chance of rain until low pressure system moves in as we head towards the weekend. Otherwise, temperatures not too bad. We'll see upper 70s, around 80s for this Monday, and it looks like cooler temperatures ranging in the 70s for the rest of the week. So across the area, mostly sunny skies, lower 80s. Winds will be from the northwest between 5 and 10. Tonight, clear skies, upper 40s. Winds will be from the northeast at around 5 miles an hour. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, upper 70s. Tomorrow night, clear skies, mid 50s. As we enter Wednesday, we'll have mostly sunny skies, high 73. Wednesday night, mostly clear, 53. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature, early October 75, record high on this date 98, the average low 50 and the record low 34. Sunrise this morning 7:25, sunset this evening 7:07.
What exactly does a partly cloudy forecast mean? Some help cracking the weatherman's code today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, October 4th, the 277th day of the year. Charlton Heston was born on this day, and Russia ushered in the space race in 1957 with the launching of Sputnik 1. We know what the weatherman means when he calls for a sunny or cloudy day, but are the modifiers partly sunny or partly cloudy just a way of hedging his bets? Not quite. The National Weather Service has strict definitions for cloud cover. A clear day can have up to 10% cloud cover. Mostly sunny means up to 30% cloudy, while partly cloudy covers the 30 to 60% range. Mostly cloudy means 60 to 90% coverage. And when the sky is covered with thin, transparent clouds, they have a word for that too, overcast. There is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more weather facts online at almanac.com.
For all your propane and propane delivery needs, contact Hoover's in Greenleaf. Call 747-2201. Propane is safe, propane is clean burning, and propane is economical. Hoover's in Greenleaf offers prompt delivery and excellent customer service. Give Hoover's in Greenleaf a call today, 747-2201. That's Hoover's in Greenleaf.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Monday. The Royals wrapped up their season with a loss to the Minnesota Twins yesterday. Byron Buxton and George Polanco hit homers, and the Minnesota Twins beat the Kansas City Royals 7-3 in their final game of the season. Royal star Salvador Perez went 0-for-2 with a walk and finished in a tie with Toronto's Vladimir Guerrero Jr. for the big league home run lead with 48. College football, K-State lost a tight game to Oklahoma Saturday. Spencer Rattler threw for 243 yards with two touchdowns and an interception as number 6 Oklahoma held on to beat Kansas State 37-31. The K-State Wildcats with a bye this coming Saturday, then they'll meet up with Iowa State on October 16th. The KU Jayhawks with a loss to Iowa State over the weekend. Brock Purdy threw for 4 touchdown passes in the first quarter as Iowa State rolled past Big 12 conference rival KU 59-57. Mid-America Network Sports. Too many Kansans don't have access to the affordable high-speed internet they need to work, attend school, see the doctor, and avoid isolation. That's why AARP fought for the Emergency Broadband Benefit, a federal program to help lower the cost of high-speed internet for eligible households during the COVID-19 pandemic. Kansans may be eligible for a discount of $50 to $75 a month for high-speed internet services through this short-term program. Visit aarp.org/EBB, paid for by AARP.
Ag producers, you know the performance of your diesel engines is critical to your success. MJ's Truck Repair at exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, Kansas, has been a partner with the ag community since they opened the doors. They stand ready to have their experienced professionals handle your diesel engine repair needs without burning a hole in your pocket. And emergency ag diesel repair service on the farm? Just a phone call away with MJ's Truck Repair. MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge, Kansas.
Chiefs Kingdom, Patrick Mahomes threw 5 touchdown passes, 3 different ways, including 3 to Tyreek Hill. And the Kansas City Chiefs beat the Philadelphia Eagles 42-30. Andy Reid returned to Philadelphia and earned his 100th career win with the Chiefs, becoming the first NFL coach in history to win 100 games with 2 teams. Reid's 140 victories with the Eagles are the most in franchise history. The Eagles had 3 touchdowns, negated by penalty, and settled for field goals 3 times inside the red zone. A former NASCAR driver was killed Saturday in a shooting in Georgia that also wounded a woman, according to investigators. 31-year-old John Townley died in the shooting in a neighborhood around 9 o'clock Saturday night. Townley raced 8 seasons and made 186 starts across the NASCAR Xfinity and Truck Series. A 30-year-old woman was also hurt in the shooting. And yesterday's race at Talladega Speedway pushed off to today because of rain. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
Friday night football scores. Marysville took Council Grove 57-14. Concordia shut out Clay Center 50-0. Raleigh County over Chapman 37-16. Waumego a third overtime this season, edged Peola 22-21. Hayes winning over Abilene 64-7. Axtell took Frankfort 54-8. Hanover fell to Osborne 36-26. Washington County shut out by Burlingame 47-0. Blue Valley took Lynn 52-50. Valley Heights lost to Wabunsee 28-12. Centralia down Jeff County North 20-6. Gilroy Odell fell to Meade 56-22. Southern lost to Tri-County 28-0. Tune for the Coach's Corner following sports each evening at around 5:20. As we visit with the area high school football coaches from Diller Odell and Southern on Mondays. Tuesday, it's Axtell and Centralia. Wednesday, Hanover and Lynn. Frankfort and Valley Heights featured Thursday with Washington County and Marysville on Friday. Plus tune Fridays for the K-Prep's pregame show beginning after the news at 6. Our Coach's Corner Roundup following ahead of pregame coverage and our Friday night kickoffs live on Key and EY.
Clawson & Sons Dirtwork, Inc. knows the Beatrice Orangemen and Lady O's fall sports teams have practiced hard and will take the field with confidence. Good luck from Clawson & Sons Dirtwork, Inc. and Beatrice, providing all types of dirtwork services including tree clearing, pond dredging, excavation, and more. FNIC, formerly Penner Insurance, proudly supports the Beatrice Orangemen fall sports teams. The community admires the Orangemen's dedication, skill, and sportsmanship, and knows the teams will bring home the victories. Good luck. FNIC, formerly Penner Insurance in Beatrice. Our name has changed, but our values haven't. Jim's Carpet is proud of the hardworking, talented, and dedicated Beatrice Orangemen fall sports teams. Keep up that fighting spirit throughout all the games and events this week. And good luck from the staff at Jim's Carpet in Beatrice. Family owned and operated for over 25 years with the largest flooring selection in the area.
People think pencils and notebooks when they think back to school. At Ashley Furniture, they think mattress. Whether they're entering kindergarten or college, a restful night is what they need to succeed. Ashley has a large selection of in-stock beds from Sealy, Tempur-Pedic, and Ashley Sleep, with queen mattress starting at $277. Get free delivery and haul away for new mattresses over $999 and a 100-night comfort guarantee. A good day at school starts with a good night of sleep. Ashley Home Store, Indian Creek Mall, Beatrice.
If you're looking for a steady job with competitive pay and benefits, you're in luck. Tension Envelope has immediate openings for operators and adjusters at their facility located at 1601 Spring Street in Marysville. If you're detail-oriented and enjoy working on a team, then the operator position might be right for you. If you look at equipment and like to figure out how it works, then check out the adjuster positions. To learn more, visit tensioncorp.com/careers. That's TENSION corp.com/careers.
Protect new and established plants from hungry herbivores with organic animal repellent Plant Skid. It's safe to use on fruit and veggie gardens, as well as trees, shrubs, and flowers. Plant Skid uses odors associated with predators to encourage critters to dine elsewhere, even before taking a bite out of your plants. It's effective against deer, rabbits, voles, elk, moose, chipmunks, and squirrels. Plant Skid is rain and snow resistant, so fewer applications save you time and money. Find out more at plantskydd.com. Add a bit of grace and elegance to your shade garden with the help of Lady Ferns. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. This shade lover can be found growing in moist woodlands, meadows, and ravines throughout North America, Europe, and Asia. The feathery fronds add texture and color to the garden. They combine nicely with other shade perennials, and the fine foliage contrasts nicely with the large leaves of hostas. The small leaflets that line the leaf stems of ferns are called pinnae. The lady fern has many cultivars divided into several categories based on these pinnae. Crested cultivars have fan-shaped tufts or tassels of pinnae at the end of the stem. The pinnae on cross cultivars crisscross along the stem, while the feathery group has more finely divided pinnae. Grow these beauties in full to partial shade and moist, well-drained soil for best results. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The Four Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details.
Sometimes it's hard to get kids to eat their vegetables. Now imagine the vegetable looks like a hand grenade and people believe you can choke when eating it. It's a marketing challenge, but this lady will convince you the problems are all in your head. It's today's edition of The American Countryside.
We all know a few fair weather folks. They're around when the food comes out.
Oh, yeah.
Nowhere to be found when the cows are out. With all life's uncertainties, you want a reliable partner. With you, rain or shine. When it comes to nitrogen, there's a new, predictable choice. Pivot BioProven. The tiny nitrogen-producing microbes that have a big impact on your bottom line. Pivot BioProven. Predictable. Productive. Weatherproof. Get a reliable partner. Get the new nitrogen. Get Pivot BioProven.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Pat Hopper helps market a plant that even she admits is a little odd.
Artichokes are a different kind of critter. You know, people misunderstand them. They're mystified by artichokes. They look at it in the market and it looks somewhat like a hand grenade and they don't want to buy it.
Hopper is the past manager of the California Artichoke Advisory Board. She says the fact that it looks like a hand grenade and has the word choke in it, well, it makes it an oft-passed-over food. But it should not be that way.
They also hear that it's dangerous, that there's something inside of it, and if you eat it, you'll choke to death. So we really have a marketing nightmare out there with artichokes, and they are probably the best vegetable that you can buy when it comes to phytonutrients and nutrients. We are practically a medicine.
Not only good medicine, but there's something else that should make a difficult food an easy seller.
An artichoke takes time to eat. Artichokes are fun to eat, so we like to push that idea in marketing. Not only are they fun, they're sensuous. Artichokes have a long history as an aphrodisiac, and now if we can't sell artichokes as aphrodisiacs, we got a problem.
Artichokes are great for dipping, but Pat says she loves grilling them.
That's the fun thing. Take a medium-sized artichoke, steam it until it's done, cut it in half, remove any purple petals and the fuzz, and marinate it in some kind of a balsamic vinaigrette in a bag, a plastic bag in your refrigerator overnight. The next day when you're going to cook your hamburgers, you've got finger food. Just go ahead, stick it on the grill, get the good grill marks on it on both sides, and eat your artichoke along with your hamburger.
More next time about an odd-looking food as we travel the countryside near Castroville, California. I'm Andrew McCray.
There will be a public auction of tools, collectibles, and miscellaneous for the Richard Harve Holly Estate. Saturday, October 9th, sale begins at 10 a.m. at 315 West Walden, Waterville. Selling a number of tools, including power tools, two 9-inch table saws, a jointer planer, radial arm saw, scroll saw, belt sander, miter saws, reciprocating saws, plus lawn and garden items include a Toro 38-inch rodding mower, Snapper 14-horse 33-inch rodding mower, push mower, Toro 5-horse 24-inch snowblower, aluminum mower ramps, gas weed eaters, a gas leaf blower, Coleman 5,000-watt gas generator, Homelite 16-inch chainsaw, several extension ladders, 12-gauge shotgun. Also selling collectibles to include an oak 4-drawer gentleman's dresser with mirror and top side drawers, oak 5-drawer chest, 3-drawer dresser with mirror, over 20 Kansas license plates, 60s and 70s, plus other miscellaneous. This auction of tools and collectibles for the Richard Harve Holly Estate, Saturday, October 9th, begins at 10 a.m. at 315 West Walnut in Waterville. Olmsted and Sandstrom will be the auctioneers.
Good luck finding a new or used tractor these days. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. If it's made of steel, you'll either pay a lot more or wait at least a year as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry, I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Tractor these days is an exercise in patience. Expect to wait at least a year to get one. Dealers are aching to sell them, but there's an acute shortage of tractors, from the highest horsepower to the smallest compact tractors. Since COVID began, equipment manufacturers have had trouble finding enough plastic parts, rubber tires, and computer chips to meet the demand for tractors and other machinery. Dave Mowitz is the executive machinery editor for Successful Farming. He says the biggest issue right now is the availability of steel.
Steel has become scarce. Prices have gone up 200%, in some cases 300%. This is certainly true with the computer chips, with other items too. You know, when something's in demand, you can get a higher price for it.
Steel plants are ramping up, trying to meet the demand, and manufacturers are building tractors when steel comes through. In the meantime, a lot of farmers are saying, well, if I can't buy new, I'll find a used one that's just a few years old. Mowat says, good luck with that. There's been a big run on late model tractors.
Man, this dried up the market. We have seen the high horsepower market dry up. Then we saw the utility tractor market and subcompact and compact and compact utility. Those tractors started drying up. So you've got this enormous demand for tractors, and it's putting a lot of pressure on manufacturers to meet the demand, and you're just going to have to pay more for tractors or wait.
On the positive side, if you have a tractor to sell, you'll probably get a good price for it. Learn more about the tractor shortage and what yours might be worth at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
We enjoy the cross,
am fascinated watching virtual painting tutorials. But even if the instructor gives detailed instructions, if you get off track, your painting won't turn out as well as you'd hoped. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, sometimes it's easy to get off track with our financial budgets. Whether you had an unexpected bill come up, or maybe you overspent during an online sale, it can be easy to get off track. One way to ensure you stay disciplined with your finances is to list out your needs and your wants and your wishes. Your needs could include things like your mortgage, your car payments, and groceries. Your wants could be anything from paying off your student loans early to buying a new patio set. And your wishes, well, that could be wanting to retire early so you can care for your grandchildren. And just like following along to the instructor's directions at the beginning of a paint class, be sure to follow your budget. If you get off track, pick things back up. When you prioritize sticking to a budget, you can achieve more financial clarity and live a life of meaning.
Brand Source Appliance Store has a large selection of in-stock freezers, French door refrigerators, dishwashers, washer-dryer sets from LG, Whirlpool, Maytag, Bosch, Samsung, and Frigidaire. Freezers starting at $199 and dishwashers at $399. Free shipping to your door on orders over $299 within 100 miles of the store. In-house delivery and installation available for an additional small fee. Also, hundreds of pieces of in-stock bedding and furniture in the Ashley Home Store. Brand Source Appliance Center next to the Ashley Home Store, Indian Creek Mall, Beatrice.
No mask required for the AgriBility Virtual State Fair today on Farm to Fork.
A farmer's work is never done, and the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts with a complete line of fuel pumps and filters, hydraulic hoses, couplings, and fluid. So your equipment maintenance and repair doesn't stand in the way of a hard day's work. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts today or O'ReillyAuto.com and search farm.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The folks who own and operate the farms, ranches, and homesteads around the country deserve to be treated right when they need to buy tools or gear to do their work. The people at Gempler's Farm and Home Supply Company know that. It's why they treat customers like a neighbor, not a number. The owner and president at Gempler's puts his personal email address right there on the company website. Family-owned, independent. If that sounds good to you, maybe you'll shop Gempler's.com. The National AgriBility Project began 30 years ago at Purdue University. Outreach coordinator Ed Sheldon says it developed from a program started earlier at Purdue.
AgriBility is a national USDA special project. We have been in existence as AgriBility with the Farm Bill that Congress approved in 1990, specifically to enhance the quality of life for farmers and ranchers, rural residents, who were dealing with some type of disability.
Sheldon says AgriBility is holding a virtual state fair this month to spread awareness of the program's efforts to help people with disabilities find success in agriculture.
We certainly want to reach the farm and agricultural community. That is our core audience. That's who we're here to serve. Even though we've been around for 30 years, not everybody is aware of our services, and we certainly want to rectify that, and that's why we reach out with programs like this, so we can hopefully contact the individuals or the families that could benefit from our services.
Sheldon says the virtual state fair is using both Facebook and Twitter platforms. The links are available on the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At PurpleWave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit PurpleWave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier.
The Kansas Department of Agriculture has funds available now for the National Organic Certification Cost Share Program. Through the program, different farms, ranches, and businesses that produce, process, or package certified organic agricultural products may be reimbursed for eligible expenses. The purpose of the program is to help defray the cost of receiving and maintaining organic certification under the National Organic Program between fiscal years of 2020 through 2023. The reimbursements could be up to 50% of the certified organic operations eligible expenses and up to a maximum of $500 per scope. Scopes include the areas of crops, livestock, wild crops, and handling. The change was due to a limited amount of funding available and will allow a larger number of certified organic operations to receive assistance. The current period of qualification for organic operations that seek reimbursement can be anywhere between October 1st of 2020 through September 30th of this year, 2021. Applications are now being accepted through December 15th of this year. If you would like more information on the program or to apply to the program, you can go to the website at agriculture.ks.gov/organic-cost-share. In other news, Kansas State University's Research and Extension Office has officially announced their day for Swine Day, being scheduled this year for November 18th. The event is scheduled through K-State's Department of Animal Sciences and Industry and will include presentations by Roger Main, director of the Iowa State University's Veterinary Diagnostic Laboratory, who's set to discuss new national swine health improvement plans, along with John DeJong, the president of the Pipestone Nutrition, who's set to focus on how the company is assisting producers in adapting to the changing swine industry. The event is also set to have a technology trade show starting at 8 a.m. featuring more than 30 vendors. The trade show will take place at the K-State Alumni Center. For more information or to sign up for the event, you can go to the Kansas State University's Office of Research and Extension website. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network, I'm Andy Hoosier.
What's better than getting new Ford inventory delivered to your lot nearly every day? Getting new Ford inventory with 0% available. 0% has been extended at Rusty Egg Ford. Going on now, get 0% APR financing for 72 months on all new 2021 Ford F-150s in stock. 0% has been extended. And Rusty Egg Ford is seeing new Ford inventory hit the lot every day. So whether you're looking for a car, truck, or SUV, Rusty Egg Ford has financing as low as 0%. Plus, choose from a huge selection of Ford Blue Advantage vehicles and pre-owned vehicles as fresh trade-ins arrive daily. Only at Rusty Egg Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEggFord.com. Offers valid on select in-stock vehicles with approved credit for Sachs and Vs. Novel qualified. Limited term financing to Ford Motor Credit. 0% APR for 72 months. $13.89 per month. 1,000 finance. Excludes Tremor and Apple. All Ford rebates to dealer.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop Insurance Protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that Crop Insurance provides. And rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. The latest trade numbers show strong U.S. agricultural exports despite transportation challenges. Michael Clements with more.
Trade data shows U.S. exports are up this year with a significant increase in exports to China. American Farm Bureau Federation senior economist Veronica Nye shares the details.
We're in the second year of our two-year phase one commitment with China, which committed China to purchasing certain dollar values of U.S. agricultural products. So thus far in 2021, January through August, we've exported nearly $18 billion of U.S. ag products.
Nye says China is not far from the pace needed to reach the phase one commitments.
We believe the cumulative exports to China need to be about $20 billion at this point in January through August. So that means they're only 12% behind where they need to be in order to reach the 2021 total value.
Nye says U.S. 2021 exports are strong despite transportation challenges in the United States.
On the West Coast, we have port congestion. In the Gulf, they're still recovering from Hurricane Ida. So far, 2021, the U.S. has exported over $115 billion in U.S. agricultural exports, of which almost 16% of that has been going to China. U.S. ag exports are up 28% compared to the same time period in 2020. Exports to China are up almost 120%.
Michael Clements reporting.
The fertilizer industry is swarmed with black swan events, from the impacts of Hurricane Ida to some political and climate issues entangled in a cobweb of production slowdowns places like Europe and China. The Chinese government has effectively banned phosphate exports through June of 2022. This news comes as China's production was already throttled by climate emission concerns from some of their production plants. The impact is already being seen with prices. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Hitchpin is changing the way producers work together by connecting them with the services and resources they need when they need them. Why spend hours on the phone and browsing classifieds? Try Hitchpin's free agriculture app to keep you connected to producers and services anytime. You save the transaction fee by going to Hitchpin.com and type in keyword AgView at checkout. Again, keyword AgView for no transaction fee on Hitchpin.com. Hitchpin, your ag marketplace.
Good luck finding a new or a used tractor these days. If it's made of steel, you'll either pay a lot more or wait at least a year. On Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. What's the price of corn? Find out by asking your smart speaker to enable Successful Farming Live. The Alexa skill in Google Action provides the latest commodity prices alongside tips from AGI. Remember, just say, enable Successful Farming Live.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
These days is an exercise in patience. Expect to wait at least a year to get one. Dealers are aching to sell them, but there's an acute shortage of tractors, from the highest horsepower to the smallest compact tractors. Since COVID began, equipment manufacturers have had trouble finding enough plastic parts, rubber tires, and computer chips. Dave Mowitz is Successful Farming's executive machinery editor. He says the biggest issue now is the availability of steel.
Steel has become scarce. Prices have gone up 200%, in some cases 300%. This is certainly true with the computer chips, with other items too. You know, when something's in demand, you can get a higher price for it.
Steel plants are ramping up, trying to meet the demand, and manufacturers are building tractors when steel comes through. In the meantime, a lot of farmers are saying, if I can't buy new, I'll find a used one that's just a few years old. Mowitz says, good luck with that. There's been a big run on late model tractors.
Man, this dried up the market. We have seen the high horsepower market dry up. Then we saw the utility tractor market and subcompact and compact and compact utility. Those tractors started drying up. So you've got this enormous demand for tractors, and it's putting a lot of pressure on manufacturers to meet the demand, and you're just going to have to pay more for tractors or wait.
On the positive side, if you have a tractor to sell, you'll probably get a good price for it. I'm Jody Henke. Find out what your tractor is worth at agriculture.com.
Did you know that one out of every three mouthfuls of food we eat is produced by insect pollination, most of which is done by bees? In fact, bees are vitally important to food production. That's why modern agriculture is working with beekeepers to promote bee health. Ensuring a sustainable food supply requires each of us to play our part in preserving the land and protecting pollinators. This public service announcement is brought to you by Syngenta.
market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier, going through a Monday closing in the markets just a little bit here today for the first day of the week. And still pretty consistent. Not a whole lot of news coming out from the U.S. Department of Agriculture in the exports or in the grain markets right now. Although we do have this afternoon the U.S. Department of Agriculture's crop progress report with the harvesting going on across the nation. And according to some of the predictions right now, we are forecasting U.S. winter wheat to be planted at roughly 49% completed across the nation compared to last week's 34%. So we've seen some gains on that front, at least for the forecast as of right now. At the same time, for the forecasting U.S. soybean harvest, we are seeing roughly 32% of that completed compared to the 16% that we saw just a week ago. Corn harvest is predicted to be at roughly 29% right now compared to last week's 18%. Right now, according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture as well, the soybean conditions are sitting relatively decently, 58% good to excellent, according to the USDA, which is the same from what we saw last week. At the same time, corn conditions are sitting 59% good to excellent as well, also unchanged from what we saw just a week ago. Corn has been bouncing back and forth throughout the day today. Started off in the red, went into the green a little bit, now back into the red just a bit. Three quarters lower for December at 540 and a three quarters. Kansas City wheat, they've been struggling today as well. December down 4 3/4 at 754 and three quarters. Soybeans still in the red as well, 9 points lower for November at 1237.5. The meal for October down 280 at 322.20, and the oil is in the green a bit, 14 cents higher, 258 and three quarters. With the concerns at the federal level for the federal budget and the raising of the U.S. debt, we do see the U.S. dollar index right now struggling a bit, 26 cents lower for December at 93.78. Currently, interest rates, 30-year bonds are struggling a bit at 160 right now. 10-year note is in the red, just a hair at 132. Market's closing in just a little bit for the commodities as we kind of see it mixed across the board right now. Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier.
At Midwest Kia, we're helping you solve all the problems that everyone is talking about when buying your next new vehicle. Have you been told there are no new cars out there? No problem. Have you been told you have negative equity? No problem. Have you been told you have bad credit? No problem. Maybe you've even heard you can't get a great deal on a new car. At Midwest Kia, we solve all of these problems for you. With over 300 new Kias, certified pre-owned Kias, and used vehicles, Midwest Kia has the deal and the car, truck, or SUV for you. And we want to get you approved. If you have $600 cash or trade, you could be approved for a brand new Kia today. Plus, every new Kia comes with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Only at Midwest Kia and MidwestKia.com. Simple, transparent, and fast. A better way to buy.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Hey, this is Savannah Chestnut, and you're listening to my song, Prairie Fire.
Well, it was burning season, a hungry glow lit up the midnight sky. I was looking for change, passion and rage. It was time to come alive.
like a prairie fire.
Country music play here on Classic Country KMDY Marysville. AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.